Are you recording?
I'm recording.
Welcome back. Should we go from the top, Cassie? This week, we have some tasty morsels.
And I've got a nice... Tasty is a good word because I'm telling you the story of Domino's most famous mascot that you will not know.
I, having listened to the first 5 or 4 minutes of it, I confirm I don't know it. I'm going to pretend like I don't know what you're saying for the first 4 minutes of this one.
Okay.
Mine has nothing to do with food.
Yours has to do with...
death.
Great. Sophie?
Well, in a lighthearted way, it's not a human's death. Sophie's opening a packet of M&Ms.
Far from the mic, because I'm a good lady.
Delicious.
Mine also involves an animal, and someone did die.
Right. Oh, someone died in mine also, sad. So you'll be glad to hear the death of my person, though.
Okay.
We can collectively
agree. So
we'll
be rooting for their death.
Okay.
My one's more just kind of baffling.
I'm going to need you to do your BuzzFeed top line, Cassie. And I'm going to ask that you improve upon the last one somehow.
The BuzzFeed top line was why you've never heard of Domino's most famous mascot. Wasn't it? Something close to that. Which I stand by. I think that's good. I'd click into
that. It needs
that.
To be darker.
Oh, yeah. How delivering your pizza in 30 minutes or less led to a 6-hour hostage situation.
If you could hear that over Sophie's eating noises, congratulations.
It's pretty dark, this one. But this is one of, I think, the best stories. And because it's really short, just really concise, here's the story. It happened, right? So at the height of his fame, the Noid was one of the world's most recognized mascots. He was created by Group 243 in 1986 for Domino's Pizza. And he was a clay... motion supervillain.
Claymation.
Stop motion clay, like Wallace and Gromit. His sole objective was to prevent pizza deliveries and pizza takeaway pizza places from being able to get your pizza to you.
Because hang on a sec, did you used to, in the olden days, get a refund if it didn't?
No, this is where this whole 30 minutes or less or a refund originated. This was the campaign that Domino's are so famous for. But this, the whole thing started because of the Noid. But why haven't we heard of the character, the Noid?
Good
if
question.
He was that famous?
Because it sounded amazing.
Well, let me tell you, okay?
Sorry, that last time you told us.
He was brought to life in claymation by Will Vinton, who was also the creator of the California Raisins. So if you remember that little like rock raisin
yes,
band?
Yes, with this cane.
Yeah, think of that kind of style of claymation. Oh,
no, sorry, erase that. That's a peanut.
Yeah, but are they in the same series?
Could
I think
be.
He was like a manager or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
Not to worry. Something to do with a raisin. A living
raisin.
So
they were like a little band. And that's the kind of style of claymation we're going for here. So the Noid was a human, but he was wearing a sort of lycra supervillain costume that had little red bunny ears. So he was like an ugly little bucktoothed fella in a villain's costume. And he was really grouchy and he was really obnoxious. Fast Company described him as a gibbering, pot-bellied, buck-toothed pervert squeezed into a skin-tight rabbit costume.
She did that the first time as well.
The Noid was a Hamburglar-like character, wholly devoted to delaying pizza deliveries.
You just took that from my line.
No, Fast Company described him as a Hamburglar-like character. That's in the quote.
So a bad angel to the good. But there was no like... Ronald McDonald character.
There was no Ronald McDonald character. It was just this bad Noid. He was created to be despised, right?
But he thwarted the delivery guys.
Yes.
They were like, he was their nemesis.
Yes, he was everyone's nemesis because you're hungry and this little Noid character gets in the way.
Did you tell the people why it's called Noid?
So it's a play on Anoid. But Domino's whole campaign became that their pizzas were Noid proof and that their delivery guys were the only pizza delivery guys who could get a pizza to you in 30 minutes or less because they had ways to defeat the Noid. And their whole campaign was avoid the Noid.
Really? That right? is good, isn't
it's
it?
It's good. It's clever. It took off in this way that like they just could not have anticipated because he was such an unlikable character, but he was so popular. Like there were soft toys. He was a household name and there was 2 video games featuring the Noid.
It's so random.
So random. But like, this is...
like, this is, you know, just a marketing ploy that's captured people's hearts.
I'm kind of in and I don't have any... like, it sounds good to me.
He's a character. I'll put in some audio snippets of the kind of... because there was TV commercials, these things created. I'll put in some little...
what did he sound like?
He's grouchy. He's like, he's a little shit.
Okay.
Like, he's not likable, right? So he was really popular in terms of like their marketing. They've done exceptionally well here. Like, they're delighted.
No doubt.
Until 3 years later, on the 30th of January, 1989, a man wielding a revolver stormed into a Domino's in Atlanta, Georgia, and took two employees hostage for 5 hours. He engaged a standoff with the police, demanded $100,000, a getaway car, and a copy of The Widow's Son, a novel about the Freemasons.
Right. Right. I'm going to stop you right there.
Random.
What? Not that random.
Has this got to do?
The man's name was Kenneth Lamar Noid. And he believed that the character had been created specifically to fuck with him, because the whole campaign was avoid the Noid. And he maintained that this campaign had had adverse effects on his life.
He would have done way better suing.
Probably.
Well, there's a lot of poor Kenneth, who's only 22. He went in and...
avoid the Noid through school. Avoid you can the Noid see in
where
jobs.
It would have just ruined him. And it would have... so it started when he was about 18. But he's got millions
of names. Tell us his full name again. He's got names
Kenneth
to spare.
Kenneth Lamar Noid. So Noid is his surname.
He could have just gone Kenneth Lamar.
Anyway, poor Kenneth wasn't well. He was actually paranoid schizophrenic. And he believed that the creator of the campaign did so to personally victimize him. So he was having like imaginary conversations in his head with the owners of Domino's about this, and thoroughly believed that he had been...
victimized
by this campaign. Thankfully, no hostages were harmed during the event. He actually demanded that they make him two pizzas, and while he was sitting down eating his pizzas, the hostages escaped.
So they just walked away.
Oh my god! When he was eating his pizzas, so
they avoided the Noid.
He fired two gunshots into the ceiling, but nobody was harmed.
Why?
He was apprehended and received charges of kidnapping, aggravated assault, and theft by extortion. But a subsequent court hearing found Noid found him innocent by reason of insanity.
Good,
good.
Okay.
And he got a pizza. Got a couple of pizzas.
But
and he also won his war on the Noid.
Well, no, he was very, very sick, and he had a sad life later that I've left out of this story. But still, they kind of...
You're not exactly leaving it out now there if you're actually just crushing us with it.
He remained convinced that the Noid was out to get him, and in 1995, he died by suicide. He was so thoroughly convinced that this campaign was to ruin him. So that is why Domino's don't feature the Noid in any of their marketing. Because of Kenneth, because of that incident. So they did for a couple of years after that. They said that the Noid was kind of acknowledged in pop culture for about 10 years. He was, there's a couple of references of him in other cartoons and stuff. And then
very
in 2011,
because it's not a common name.
No. In 2011, he resurfaced in a Facebook game to mark the anniversary of something or something.
Kenneth
or something.
Did.
No, the Noid character did. They removed him as their main mascot. Shortly after that incident.
Now I'm going to do what everybody else is going to do. If you're listening and you have I'm going to Google an image of the Noid. And I hope it's as...
wildly adorable.
I'm in. He's evil looking.
He's kind
demented.
Of sinister looking.
I don't want to use that word now, poor old Kenneth.
Am I spelling it right? N-O-I-D?
Yeah.
N-O-I-D,
there
yeah.
he is. He comes straight up for me.
Oh, yeah.
They should have kept that going. Cassie, thank you. I like that.
It's an interesting story. I'd never heard it before.
And amazing that, you know, if it was such a big deal, which I'm sure it was, fantastic campaign.
Good campaign. All right, isn't it?
Are you ready to travel? Oh, fuck a duck. Now, look,
this is why we're not allowed to have sweeties around recordings.
Right, well... You're not allowed to eat them while I have to talk and I can't eat them.
Okay.
Right, come on back in time. I'm giving you my BuzzFeed title now. Hold on to your britches. Just give me a second.
I thought that was the title.
Just keep holding.
Are we going back to the time of breeches?
Please hold for breeches. Breeches or
what's it? Green? How does green sleeves go? That's what they always play on hold.
Gusset. Hold on to your gusset there.
Okay.
Okay. My Thomas Edison.
What?
That's the hold on.
Right back.
BuzzFeed title. Thomas Edison electrocutes elephant to death.
Okay. We need to talk to you about, you don't want to bury the lead, but you don't want to completely slam it out there in the headline either.
Should I retract that?
No,
you've said it there now.
Right, well, the year...
just presented like the plot of the story.
Yeah, you've just done it. What you need to do is, it's supposed to be a teaser. You should have been like, Thomas Edison, actually a prick.
Boring. Wouldn't click in.
Oh, I would need to click in.
Would you click
into
it?
How many volts does it take to electrocute an elephant? Thomas Edison would know.
Okay, that interesting. That's better. I'll accept that one.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Sophs. The year is 1902. Our animal friend's name, Topsy, interesting, implies it's a small creature. She wasn't. She was an enormous elephant, as they tend to be. Big, huge. Could have been a small pigmy.
Could have been a baby elephant.
Wasn't. Humongous big yoke. Between 6 and 10 tons.
Wow.
She was obviously an elephant. She was historically bad humoured. Right. That's as much as you need to know. Topsy didn't have a great life, to be fair. Any kind of animal around that time, it ain't going well for you if you've anything to do with humans. So she was, who cares when she was born? I don't know why I need to start from the beginning like that. Anyway, Topsy was born in 1875.
Cool. So she was
she's 27.
Mm-hmm. Her job was in a circus, Four Pow Circus. She was part of a lineup of elephants. They did things that you could imagine elephants doing in a circus.
Standing on like one leg.
Correct. That's pretty much it.
Blowing water out of their trunk at people.
She stood on a small, from what I could see, like a circular, like a miniature made for an elephant stool. And then she stood off it again. And she was doing great. She wasn't doing great. She was in a fucking circus. Everybody was horrible to her. Everybody. Look, obviously, if everyone's being a prick to you, you're going to push back.
Yeah.
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 So she did.
We've all seen that Maltesers ad where, or the Rolo ad, where the elephant never forgets that someone is mean to him at a circus and then meets them later in the crowd.
The
and
annoying little boy.
Steals their Rolos.
Yeah.
Another great ad.
Don't remember that. I was recalling the Kit Kat one with the pandas.
The pandas, yeah. When your man's taking the break.
Yeah. Nothing to do with this story at all. Back in the room. So accounts vary as to what happened, right? Which prompted Topsy's like lashing out.
Okay.
But it sounds likely that on the morning of May 27, 1902, her keeper or trainer, whose name was Blount.
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 Oh no, you Blount. Was extremely pissed. Wandered into the menagerie tent where all the elephants were tied in a line.
Wait, he was drunk, was he?
He had a history of being pissed all the time.
Okay.
So he wandered into whenever, it's saying menagerie tent, I'm imagining a circus tent. And all the elephants were tied up. It wasn't during the performance. This was a relaxation period of the time. So he wandered in locked and he started teasing the elephants. You've got a big arse. Look at the size of your trunk. This kind of
carry on. Oh, not a good idea.
Look, they had a shitty enough life.
Totally crap person.
He says here,
tease tied up animals.
Exactly. And it sounds like there was no witnesses to this, really. So what I'm reading here, I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck could you know this? Like it says here, he was offering them a bottle of whiskey. Like why would you do that? That makes no sense. However, he did then reported, throw sand in Topsy's face.
Fuck this guy.
And then, it's a horrible moment, he burnt the very sensitive tip of her trunk with his lit cigar.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Obviously, Topsy lost her shit.
Good.
Exactly. Threw Blount to the ground with her trunk, crushed him with her head, knees, or foot, and that was the end of him.
Oh.
Right. He was 100% dead. Again, not funny. Sad on all accounts. Sad because
he's a bit of a, he sounds like a prick, and enough time has passed that we don't would be sad about his death.
Well, I agree, but I feel it's sad for Topsy because it's not like she could run off and pretend it wasn't her. She was still tied up.
She's covered in his, for Topsy.
His body excrement. So newspaper reports, basically Topsy then was the man killing elephant.
Right, a pariah.
She was a pariah. So then, you know, newspaper reports ran, and you know, by the end of the week, it was reported she had killed up to 12 men.
Oh yeah,
which clearly was probably untrue. But she had been known for lashing out. She had broke a man's arm with her trunk. All of these people were trainers
who were being terrible crap to her.
Fucking shitty, right? Mm. So there is a book written about Topsy. Written by Michael Daly, if you care to read it. It was written in 2013.
Right. Recent.
Yeah. He could find no record of anyone being killed by the elephant after this Blount guy. And on we march. So the publicity generated by Topsy's man killing brought very large crowds to the circus to see the man killing elephant. And in June 1902, during the unloading of Topsy from a train in Kingston, New York, a spectator named Louis Durino used a stick in his hand to tickle Topsy behind the ear. Like, that's not advisable.
No.
Anyway, obviously she was like, fuck you, grabbed him around the waist with her trunk, hoisted him in the air and threw him back down before stomping on him.
Oh my God.
So because of this attack, the owners of the circus decided enough is enough, Topsy. Sling your hook. So off she went. She was sold to this Sea Lion and Luna Park. Disastrous. So the park was kind of heading for the brink. It wasn't looking good.
So they decided to buy a killer elephant.
Yeah, with what money they had left. They had kind of a rebranding in mind for their shitty animal cruelty park. And her new handler, William Whitney Ault, was employed to look after her at the park. So they had a bad summer season and, this fucking arsehole basically decided to generate some publicity by riding Topsy through this small town. So it would be, you know, you can imagine it's difficult to ride an elephant. She just walked in the direction she wanted to walk in.
Oh, yeah.
And he just was, it describes him as being also drunk. I'm sure just probably everybody was at that stage, or it sounds like kind of a miserable job. Also, this guy apparently had stabbed Topsy with a pitchfork trying to get her to pull an amusement ride. Anyway, he rode her into town, and she crashed through the police station doors. It was a fucking shit show. No, so it didn't go as planned. So
doesn't sound like it.
So it after that disastrous marketing stunt, it was decided that Topsy needed to be gone. They needed to get rid of Topsy.
They were going to put Topsy down.
God.
Not only were they going to put Topsy down, they were going to create an extravaganza around it and sell tickets.
Oh, no.
So in a way you would think, right?
What complete
fucking arseholes. And the methods they were suggesting to kill her were disastrously horrific. Like tying two trains, you know, with two ropes and going in opposite directions.
Oh my God, that's too graphic.
Oh my God.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Yeah, but it's filled me with sadness.
Okay, wait. Come back to me. Topsy's okay. She does die. I'd like to make that clear.
But not.
not through that method.
Oh, God.
Okay, so they were like in a moment of amazement. Let me get the name of it. The government stepped in and said, "You're not allowed to sell tickets to this horrific event."
Oh, thank you.
And this is animal cruelty, blah, blah, blah. So they were like, okay, how are we going to put Topsy down? It's time for her to go. In steps Thomas Edison.
Oh, really?
So during this time,
walking by, or
Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla, you might remember from your history classes.
Yeah.
Were responsible, or were in this kind of fight for determining how electricity would exist in the US. So yeah. Thomas Edison had direct current and Tesla had alternating current. Let me just make sure I got that right.
I always thought, you know that movie about the two illusionists who are like battling it out?
Yeah, that weirdly homoerotic movie with...
with David Bowie in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always pictured that being about, in some circuitous way, about Edison and Tesla.
If you look at pictures, sorry, it's weird. They're very attractive men.
Mm.
I mean, I would watch that movie. So they were at war, right?
Mm-hmm.
To try and get either, because they were both massively wealthy, but this would have meant, in the end, obviously, Edison won. But this was a way that he thought he could convince people that this direct current was the best possible means. I'm not sure how killing an elephant via this direct... whatever. He was in. And it was not going to be on his terms, and they set it all up. So they also, in a kind of an amazing thing, they filmed it. And I watched the film. I mean, it's one of the first...
What?
Filming things ever.
Are we in 1902 still?
We're in 1902, yeah. Amazing. But also horrific. It's a very short little film. You can Google it and see it straight away. Cassie's upset.
Hmm.
It's a fascinating story at the same time.
I know, yeah. Keep going with
it. It's historically prominent. So anyway, so let me just get this. I'm not, like, the details of this is going to upset Cass.
Oh, God. It's only going to get worse for Cass.
Let's put it this way.
This is the last time you tell a story about animals being killed.
Okay, but it was much a quicker death than what would have been before.
Okay.
And they ran current through Topsy and that was the end of her. So they ran from one foot, one of her front feet to her back foot. And that's depressingly kind of the end of my story. So Thomas Edison went on to win the war between Edison and Tesla.
And this is why?
Well, this is part of the reason. So actually my BuzzFeed title could have been "How an Elephant Changed the History of Electricity Forever." What do you think about that story?
Oh,
interesting though, no?
It's interesting. It's amazing these very important moments in history that are overlooked because now they're deemed
distasteful or yes. Against our you know, not morally right.
Morally bankrupt.
Absolute. But this is
the
time
whole of
that it
science
was.
And medicine
were morally
has that
bankrupt.
Running through it all over the shop.
Absolutely right. Sure, when you think about how they even figured out how medicine worked, and well, a lot of scientists would have used themselves as, wasn't it somebody, there's a lot, when you go through and look back about diseases and especially looking at vaccines and things like mm-hmm. that, a lot of these medical practitioners or scientists would have used themselves as, they would have infected themselves.
Yeah.
In order then to try and find a cure or work out what happens.
I'm trying to remember who was it that stuck a like huge needle down through their eye.
What?
Their own eye. It was one of the
Nobel.
Yeah, I mean, it
winners?
Was a major scientist.
For what reason?
I mean, literally, I think, to see what would happen.
Huh.
Chaos King on YouTube says Thomas Edison killed stray cats and dogs.
Oh, here we go. Via
and a man to prove that AC, alternating current, is very dangerous.
Oh, sorry. Maybe he used alternating current to kill Topsy.
So he's recognised for making the light bulb, obviously. Yeah.
What?
There's no coming back.
It's
You're just disturbed.
So sad when animals are killed at the hands of humans.
It's a part of our history.
I know, but like, I just don't like it. I still get upset thinking about Travis.
Travis is in there as well. I mean, like, at least for Topsy, sort of in like similar to Jesus, sort of died, and in order then to
so that we could live in light, so that we could see the light. That was a great story. That was a great pun.
There you go. Amazing. Do you want to see the video?
I just watched it.
It's 4 seconds.
Can you not
long.
Tell by my? It's horrifying. It really is horrifying. But there's also something like it is a complete spectacle as well, because obviously elephants are such a beautiful, huge animal.
So they weren't allowed to sell tickets to the major shit show that they were proposing, but they did sell tickets to that, a smaller amount of tickets. So it was mostly journalists, and obviously this was part of the deal with Edison so that he could get the word out there. Could I get that right? Did he kill with AC or DC, Soph?
Well, he killed with AC, alternating current.
In order to show the dangers
of it. Yeah. Okay. Now,
yeah, it talked about him killing a lot of cats and dogs, but they weren't kind of generating the
excitement.
There
is some debate about his connection.
Oh, really?
But there's debate about, well, it says here that, sorry, because I was obviously in the comments, and Da Nihizel said, there's a reason why I love Tesla over Edison. Hey, it's so unusual.
Yeah.
Tesla was the saint after this stunt by Edison. And then Rogers No Commentary Videos replied, Edison had nothing to do with it. Please read this article.
No. He definitely did.
No, he definitely did. It's his, yeah. It's here it just says that he wasn't actually present.
Well,
in Luna Park when it happened and stuff like that. And also he was like really electrocution happy with loads of other animals and things like that too.
You know. There you go.
I don't know where to go from here, because Cassie ain't going to like it.
Why? What's yours? Even darker? Meow. A cat.
Mm.
Cassie.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Just find your happy place there.
This is the medium. This is the shorty, I mean. This is the little nugget.
Okay.
Isn't it? Yeah.
This is it, yeah.
Okay. So I think everyone will remember this story. And I just think what's going to be the BuzzFeed headline of this? Oh God, I didn't even think this through, like, in any way.
Just do it in the Daily Mail version.
Okay, Daily Mail.
Do an English accent, that'll bring me back to life.
What's all the fuss? It's just a cat. Says woman seen on CCTV.
Fucking the cat in the bin.
Shoving a tabby in a wheelie bin.
Sorry. Do you remember this? This is brilliant. I remember this.
A woman shoves a cat into a bin.
She literally. Have you never heard the story, Cassie?
No.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
This is seriously one of the most bizarre stories that ever caught fire in my memory.
Okay.
So it was 2010. I actually thought it was kind of earlier. But it was on Sky News around the clock for about 4 days. I remember it. Like,
what?
This
is exactly the kind of thing I should know.
Totally. Okay.
Right, it's 47 seconds long. Can we just show her the video? Yeah.
Show her the video. Fine.
I remember this perfectly. Woman comes along, bends down. Oh, cat jumps up. She strokes cat on head. She looks at wheelie bin. She's still stroking the cat in the loving fashion. Looks around, still stroking.
She's going to pick up that cat and put it in the bin.
Cat's now moved to a higher purchase.
She's following
the
lady's hand. Cat is trusting woman. Woman picks up cat and puts it in the wheelie bin.
It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's so fucking crazy. She looks so loving.
What?
She literally opens the bin lid and fucks the cat
And
in.
She does that cruel kind of
cat
back
scruff
of the neck.
Of the neck
that's
thing.
Not cruel. That's how cats lift their young.
That's kittens.
Yeah,
you don't
that's kittens. You don't.
Like
you don't
that.
Get a human hand and pick up a cat like that as if you were part of the animal kingdom.
You are.
No,
she's
you don't get
herself
that
in
right.
the animal kingdom.
But just to describe this woman, typical kind of 50
number 53.
This is absolute. One of your mom's friends.
This is your mom's friend.
This is like, oh, Mary Bale, she's coming around for bridge night. She's so normal looking.
Well, she looked a lot like who? You remember the one who won the Extravision, X-Files, the fucking X-Factor.
Who, Mary Byrne.
Susan Boyle.
She had a Boyle effect.
She had a Boyle, but shorter, kind of graying salt and pepper hair.
Yeah, Susan Boyle.
Someone who you could tell she'd go down, if she'd go down to the hairdresser once a year now to get her hair trimmed at Christmas time.
No, she looks really like Canoe Widow.
Yeah.
Proper like Canoe Widow.
And one thing we're realizing is that some of the best creeps or some of the most creepy creeps are the most normal looking people. Most
it's not
forgettable.
Even normal, it's actually like boring. They're boring looking.
Yes,
like
that's how they get away with it.
This is brilliant. What, so do you know what the fuck this is all about?
Yeah, so basically there barely has been a day that I have lived since without thinking about Cat Bin Woman. I swear to fuck, it captured my imagination.
I'll never forget her.
And I
so happy to see that
just
footage
to say
again.
That I'm okay. I'm okay with this because I'm assuming the cat got out of the bin.
The cat got out of the bin, but actually not for 15 hours.
Yeah, but I have a cat. I know cats. They'd survive. That's fine.
Okay, so we've just seen...
The cat's going to come out of that bin fucking angry, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. Who recorded it? Okay, this came from someone's house.
This is CCTV footage. So it's actually from a private security system.
Okay.
So what we've just watched is that CCTV footage. So this happened, as I said, in 2010. And the cat belonged to Stephanie Andrews' man and her husband, Daryl. And they couldn't find their cat anywhere. They were searching and searching and searching for Lola the cat, the tabby. Before they finally found her, like I'd say, shrieking inside that wheelie bin, we can imagine. And when they reviewed the CCTV footage, they found that footage of this woman stuffing it in the bin.
Hold on a sec. Whose CCTV footage did they review? This is on their house.
Yeah, I think it's like private...
It does look like it.
Security system.
It's a green bin. Like, it's not a business bin.
No, it's on a street. It's residential.
It's right outside a house.
Yeah. So they found the clip... And they posted it to YouTube. And they also set up a Facebook page to try and identify the person responsible.
She's fucked.
They immediately... This is even kind of slightly before that big Twitter shaming kind of trend.
It is one of the
2010.
First.
It's one of the first. Yeah. And the Facebook page immediately attracted tens of thousands of followers with a lot of angry cat lovers posting death threats against the woman in the video.
Can you do fucking nothing anymore.
Okay, well, you don't put an animal in the bin.
Sometimes you
don't do that, but don't piss off cat lovers either.
You don't piss off cat lovers. You do not piss off any group of people that are going to be very passionate about their animals.
Do you ever have a moment and you're like, I just give that little
cat an old kick and nobody would even...
But
I'm
you
sure.
don't do it.
Do you, Jen? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it. But like I could, if something was annoying me, like a small dog, I would kind of lever it away with
everyone,
my foot.
I talk to Lizzie about this all the time. Everyone has those dark kind of thoughts that like are impulsive that you could see yourself doing that you don't do. Like mine is whenever I'm walking along the canal, which I do frequently because I live beside the canal.
Push someone in.
When someone bends down to tie their shoes, I am overcome with an urge to push them. But I never have. But without fail, every time I get the image of me pushing a shoe tire into the canal. And I think it'd be hilarious. But I don't do it. I never have. Never will. Never will.
So do it. Just do it one time, like on your birthday. Just do it to treat yourself.
No, because the canal's really dirty. Nobody
would
don't
deny you that on your birthday.
But imagine like the directly after doing it. Like that, what the fuck did I just do?
I never
that
forgive
woman
myself.
Walked away without that feeling. Like she walked away with a spring in her step. She didn't do a thing and then go, fuck, shouldn't have done that. Gotta fish this cat out of the bin now.
No, I get the sense that she kind of walked away and didn't even think about it again. So basically, right, this was all brewing online, right? A group called, the Mary Bale was identified from the video.
Boyle.
Bale. yeah. That's Sue Boyle. I still listen to her on Spotify.
Why?
Every now and then. She gives me arm tingles.
Chills. Her rendition of Wild Horses is like no other.
Yeah.
She's no, stunning. To both of you.
I love it.
It's very talented. Did you see her on the America's Got Talent Champions?
No.
Or the X Factor Champions? Definitely worth a watch.
I guarantee okay, no one gives
we'll
a fuck
at
about
the
her.
End of tonight's episode to rid ourselves of all the yeah. hate and loathing. Okay, so we're back in. So anyway, this is all brewing online and Mary Bell was identified pretty rapidly. Now,
by?
I think, well, I know that she was on the phone to her boss. She worked for a bank and the boss, the manager, rang her house phone. And literally in the same moment that she was picking up the phone and he was saying, is that you in that footage that I'm seeing everywhere? The exact same time the Sun was ringing on her doorbell.
Mm.
So they closed in on her pretty, pretty fast.
Yeah, because she's quite...
It's quite clear in the video. Yeah, it's definitely pretty clear. So,
fucking Mary. I'm just watching it again here.
A Facebook group called Death to Mary Bell.
Well, that's too much.
Sprang up pretty quick, sharp, though, and it was removed by moderators of the social networking site. But she did herself no favors in the initial.
Not surprised.
In the initial kind of statements that she gave. So she was like opening the door to endless journalists. Like she was in her mother's house and they were like nonstop, 24/7 surrounded. Like I think, okay, so like it was actually kind of bad luck. Like it was August, maximum silly season.
Mm-hmm.
In media circles, like they're waiting for the government to kind of reconvene after the holidays. There's nothing going on. They've got this mad bitch putting a cat in the bin and like they're going for it for all it is worth. The Sun was offering her tens of thousands to give them the exclusive interview. She like after her initial real blunder with the old quote, she completely clammed up and wouldn't speak again. So basically, she said, I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's just a cat. It's just a cat.
Sorry.
Don't know what all the fuss is about.
Sort of with her on one level.
Jennifer?
I'm just saying.
No. Absolutely not. This podcast has been too well for you to chime in now with something that is going to be borderline animal cruelty.
I'm just saying, as soon as the bin man comes, right? And picks up the bin, the cat would jump out.
No, absolutely not.
It could get into the back of those trucks.
Those bin trucks are really noisy, so he wouldn't hear a cat meow and he wouldn't think it was in the bin because it's a weird place to have it. Sometimes the bin men wear those headphones to protect their little ears.
It could be a full week, couldn't it, as well?
Could be a full
cat
week.
Cat could die in there.
Them over and they bring them up and the bin doesn't open until it's been fucked into the back
of the truck. And then the teeth shove everything to the back.
But it was a green bin.
Yeah, but they're still squashed down.
Right.
No place for an animal.
Okay, you're right. Not even a joke.
Now, can we just say,
sorry, everybody.
So this caused like a quick, literally international outrage because I think it's that mix of like, Jen's just like, my eyes don't roll hard enough for this. But it's that mix of like, it's a baffling action.
It is.
And
it's
then
fascinatingly
there's a huge,
weird.
Huge community of people who adore their cats. And also Lola had previously been a rescue animal. So she'd already been abused.
Jen,
I mean, again, look, just to put a visual to this, everyone listening, Jen is sitting in her living room surrounded by a graveyard of animals that you like to keep in here.
This room is literally made from the souls of vegetarians.
This room is drenched in death.
Don't you think if Mary put a toddler in the recycle bin,
people would understand
as much kickback? Just saying.
I actually don't think I'd feel as... No, I can't say that either.
But okay,
no,
lads,
I wouldn't
she lost
be
her job over this. She was forced to resign. She was the target of like a huge hate campaign.
No doubt, yeah.
The police said while this was a matter for the RSPCA, that they would install 24-hour surveillance on her house to protect her because fucking serious this shit kicked off
I can see that and I don't endorse that.
And the thing is, like, unsurprisingly, the Daily Mail completely fucking fans. Well, they didn't misquote her, but they took her quote and completely dissolved any context. So when she was like, it's no big deal, it's just a cat, what she actually continued on to say is that, like, there are young British men deployed in Afghanistan at the moment.
Interesting, and though.
But why are people coming after me when we should be looking at a government?
That's just deflection.
Now, that is a bit of whataboutery, for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, that wasn't what her actual point was when she said, what's the big deal? It's just
why didn't
cat.
She just
what
say, she meant is, I had I a moment of fucking madness. I'm well, sorry. Okay. And the cat pissed me off.
Will we do a little zoom out to where Mary Bale was actually in her life at that point?
Not a good place, obviously.
Not a good place. Her dad was actually dying that week.
Right, so she wasn't in her right mind.
No, but it's fascinating that nobody wanted to hear that at
obviously
the time.
Obviously not.
Now, I know she really kind of kept stum and she couldn't bear to, I think, like, open up and start saying, like, a lot of people came to her defense who knew her and they were like, honestly, she's a very kind, caring person, this is hugely out of character.
How
and
they know?
She had just when the cat,
how do they know that every missing animal in that neighborhood fell foul to Mary Boyle?
I'm still
Stop defaming some other person called Mary Boyle.
Mary Boyle is
it.
The name of that little girl who went missing up the north, isn't it? Years ago. Another story.
Okay, back in. So listen, she was just coming from her hospital, her father's kind of hospital deathbed. And as she was walking suddenly into the life of Lola the tabby cat. And I think she had a moment.
The footage looks like a moment of madness.
Fuck you. Because she to this cat.
She started being very kind to the cat. Touching the cat.
That's what's
the cat.
Weird about it. She
That's
stopped
it looks
pet
like
the cat and then she
everything.
Picked him up and fucked him in the bed.
Yeah.
Her.
She also was potentially suffering from an episode of depression. And that really could make you do something like that.
What became of her?
What became of her was she was ordered to court the following, like, some shortly after. She appeared in court. Her father had died the Thursday before her appearance in court. So if you can just picture that week for Mary Bale, she'd literally come off the back of planning a funeral. We all know what a head fuck that is. Very irritating activity. And then straight into standing up in court. By then, I'd say I'd have been like, oh, fuck this cat too.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was ordered to pay a 15 euro fine, no, 15 pounds, and also her legal costs, she was fined 250 euro as well, after the judge declared that all her, like, vilification
was punishment
in the media
enough.
Was a punishment enough, yeah.
Did she find another job?
She was also banned from having any animals or pets for 5 years.
Which doesn't seem like she wanted them.
I don't think that would concern her.
No, she was really upset about the cat and stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well, like she said, in court it says that she was, like, kind of close to tears when they were describing what she had done to the cat.
Totally.
No, even if it was a moment of madness and she'd walked on and she'd been like, oh, I just got pissed off the cat. An hour later, you'd go back and be like, just check the bin, make sure that's
right,
the cat's still
good
gone.
Point, Cass.
She
yeah.
left the cat in that bin for 15 hours with no intention of going back and rescuing it. So
that's true.
Not momentary madness. Momentary madness that she picked up and put the bin, but not enough that she went back to check on its well-being.
Okay,
that is fair.
Can we all agree the video is fucking hilarious?
The video is bizarre.
Yeah, I think the video is hilarious, but then I think knowing all the additional stuff, I'm like, oh god, what a mad collision of events. Do you know the way?
Yeah, well, look, sometimes life is just fucking weird and shitty. It's just a shame that we can't just have these private mad moments without someone videoing us.
I know, exactly. Not even entitled to our animal cruelty in the privacy of a public street. Do you know what I think, though? Do you know the way
fucked.
When, like, what?
We're fucked. Fucked. Going straight to hell.
But, like, you know the way when somebody does something, like, so out there? Like that guy who, you know, he was, like, on a bus traveling across America and he, like, decapitated one of the other passengers.
That's right!
What?
Yeah.
Do you not remember that
Do you
one?
Remember that story?
No. Give me the year. I probably wasn't born.
But, like...
No, recently.
Do you know the way, like, there's something I can accept... him doing that somehow more easily than I can accept Mary Bale putting a cat in a bin.
I can accept moments of madness.
Is it the cat loving element?
No, I think it's just the weird low key element of it almost. Like, decapitating somebody in the middle of a bus full of passengers is just like, you're so way far gone at that point that I'm like, okay, I'm on board.
You're just setting the world on fire.
Okay, exactly. Whereas this, just really, really weirdly casual, really kind of low key.
It's like
madness.
Stealing something from your local non-person checkout point, like a small rebellion. Like a fuck you, I'm going to eat this croissant my way around.
No, I think it's dark. I think it's to harm a defenseless creature.
I know
that you are so much more powerful.
The cat could go on to be harmed from her action, but she didn't physically hurt it.
Yeah, but she intended to. She asserted an incredible amount of power over a living creature.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about it. That's what really fucks up my head.
That's what's really psychopathic about it.
Yeah.
And that she went off and like made dinner and watched like a bit of Coronation Street or whatever.
True. I'd go back.
All the while the cat's in the bin. But like, I'd say she just wasn't even thinking
back,
anymore about
she?
That cat.
I would definitely put a cat in a bin, but I would go
You'd
back
go
and
back.
Get it.
Well, yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so happy to hear that, Jen.
Would you put a cat in a bin?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what the context would
I'd
be.
I'd probably decapitate a passenger on a cross-country bus.
I'd sooner decapitate a person than I'd assert myself over an animal.
But also, like, don't you love the kind of madness of what she set
it's
in
evil.
Motion?
It is evil.
Yeah.
And it's too easy. It's like a bully.
But then think about what was set in motion was like a mass bullying of her.
Yeah, like, she really got karma fast and strong.
Yeah, life came at her fast there. Yeah. But like, it just, I love just thinking about the kind of real kind of wide angle on this thing. That like, it was a quiet street in Coventry. It's just a boring day. It was a really mundane moment when she sees the cat. And she kind of pets the cat the way you would. And
there
then
was
she's
no
just,
warning signs.
No warning signs. She looks around and she's like, I'm doing it and putting it in the bin. And then I'm like picturing like some of the posts on those Facebook groups were from people who were in like Australia. And I'm thinking like, fucking hell, there's some person in Perth who's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking send a death threat to this middle-aged bitch in Coventry. It's just amazing.
That is
like,
incredible.
That's the world we live
I
in.
I do think though, they've tapped into the, you piss off teenagers. Teenage girls, especially.
Unfortunately.
And you are fucked for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't know. I still think the 10-year-old boys around where I live, they really scare the crap out of me.
No, but the internet, the internet is teen girls.
Okay, true.
The internet, all of the power of the internet comes from.
I totally agree.
Young teen girls. I think there's a couple of reasons why the cat in the bin caused such significant outrage, though. And I think one of them is because she acted on those moments of madness that we all experience.
We sort of could.
Yeah, but none of us do because we recognize them as being mental.
So is there some sort of jealousy?
Yeah, people are watching with kind of envy.
But I think it's a real deflection to be able to say, well, I have those thoughts, but I would never do them. Therefore, I'm not evil. You are
different.
Different. You're bad because you did something about it. I don't know.
I often do think, but you know, it's darkness. You're totally right. Everyone has these like intrusive bad thoughts. We're constantly moving through our day.
Yeah.
With this, like, you could just drive into that traffic pole there. Or, you know.
I know, yeah, but you're not evil. I'm using the blender, I'm always like, could just shove my hand in here.
But you're not evil for having them. No. You're only evil if you act on them.
It feels like a thin gauze. Stop. You know what
I'm
saying?
Absolutely. Like,
does it feel like
not tie your shoelaces near me on the canal? It's too fine. It's too fine a line. But like, we don't act on them, so we're fine, and no one's to know. Only for we're just about to release a podcast telling people that you think about putting your hand in a blender, crashing into a pole, or pushing someone into the canal. No one would ever know.
But knowing that other people feel that way makes the world a horrifying, scary place, doesn't it?
But
do you ever think of
it? It is a horrifying, scary place.
Like one person's wrong, one person acting like Mary on their dark, intrusive impulse.
And then we have
a chain reaction of misery and hell for lots of different people, and especially
But sure, that's what happens so often, isn't it?
And that's what stops us from doing it, or also our moral compass?
I think it's our internal moral compass, and yeah, I guess that there's no real justification or motive in it.
Like the fact that, like, on some level you would know that doing it won't feel as good as you think it will.
No, you know, because you're conditioned to know that what you're thinking is bad.
So are you saying then possibly doing it could feel amazing?
I don't know.
Like, do you think Mary felt really amazing walking away and continued to feel good that day?
But maybe she pushed through the gauze.
I think the scary thing is...
like, revealed the matrix. Do you know that kind of way of, like, I've gone through to the other side?
The scary thing that you don't want to experience is that it might feel amazing. Because if it feels good, then you're evil.
Right.
And you don't want to go near that. You don't want to experience that. So if you keep telling
yourself... Best not to know then.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, what would happen if I pushed someone into the canal and I didn't feel any guilt about it?
Wouldn't you be free?
No, because then it must be like when a serial killer makes their first killing.
Yeah.
And they don't feel any remorse.
Why do they keep doing it then?
Because they get some sort of high out of it.
They might feel elated.
Well, that I did watch that Ted Bundy thing, and they're free in a way, though. Free from the confines of this, you know.
I really hope none of us ever commit a crime.
I don't know why you want to die on the hill there now of this, Jen.
I'm just exploring things. But you know what I think, though?
It's so interesting about our kind of, like, sort of the communal monitoring,
the hive
and surveillance
mind
that we do now as a culture, like as a society. Do you know that kind of way?
Oh yeah,
like,
you can't get away with anything.
You can't get away with anything. And also, like, you know, like, legal justice is really only one option, and not as effective in many ways as the social justice model, where those people completely had her, like, instantly had her, mm-hmm. and she had lost her job, punished, and she was living in fear, and didn't matter that she wasn't being charged with any criminal offence.
And there was no telling how long it was going to go on
and
for.
But being on trial on social media is the worst experience anyone would ever go through. It's
really traumatising.
So traumatising. Mm.
What happens if you just pull the plug? I mean, let's say you're getting hounded online. The difficulty comes when people cross the barrier and physically standing outside your home.
Well, I mean, it does all fade away.
How often does that actually happen?
Oh, a lot.
A lot
all
of the time.
Because, say, 4chan is a divil for fucking posts.
So that's a divil.
They are divils for posting people's actual addresses on 4chan.
Or
and now also,
numbers,
you know,
or
this whole kind of social credit system in China?
Yeah. Stop. That's a Black Mirror episode.
Does that, I heard that started happening. Tell me more about that. That is the Black Mirror.
No, it's absolutely, like, truly underway.
Well, so is it like a clout score, or is it like, is it just a la Black Mirror where you get favoritism and preferential treatment
so
based
you get
on
a
your
social
rating?
Yeah, it's kind of more, I think, that... people, but it's like driving license points, like you're more likely to kind of drop rather than gain, I think. As in, like, it's not watching you to see if you're like picking up your dog's shit and then giving you credits for it. It's more like offences will result in loss of credits.
Oh my God,
well,
this is already happening. Many credits.
Because look, you're being rated by your taxi driver. So there,
but it's not the same because your taxi driver rating only affects you when you're trying to book a taxi.
But why not correlate all these various ratings you've amassed? But
this is going to happen.
Obviously. Can I tell you, according to Business
Insider? Oh my God,
Insider.
Imagine they amassed all of our negative reviews on iTunes and it affected how we could live our lives.
But yes, absolutely. And that would be part of your portfolio of life.
So it says here on the Business Insider that as of 2014, they've been rolling it out in China. And like private credit scores, a person's social score can move up and down depending on their behavior. Okay, sorry, so I was wrong. It does go up and down. The exact methodology is a secret, but examples of infractions include bad driving. I'm in trouble. Smoking. You're down, Cassie.
I
buying too many video
Saturday.
Games.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And posting fake news online.
Well, that's me.
Which is
fucked.
All three of us.
We're all done.
All right.
Okay. Well, we've only just picked the blackhead of that conversation and we're off.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, we'll talk about that further because I'm fascinated by that. But
thanks for coming.
So the moral of this episode was that the world is dark and we're all scum.
Edison was a cunt. Domino's had a great marketing idea that they had to take away because...
awful coincidence of the name
there. Terrible coinkadink. And don't put a cat in the bin.
Don't put a cat in the bin.
Wait.
And if you
want to
feel good about things now at the end of this... dark exploration into Jen's total fineness with harming animals.
I'm just saying, she didn't harm her. If she went back to get her, she would cow would have been fine. But she didn't, I know, that's the whole point.
Okay, watch Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle's on Americans Got Talent, The Champions, or X Factor Champions, or Got Talent Champions, or something. I think it's, I'm pretty
you
sure it's on
be
Netflix.
Serious. Did you, is
she got the Golden
good?
Buzzer. That's not a spoiler. It says it on YouTube. She gets Golden Buzzer. It's phenomenal.
I just listen to her on Spotify and walk around with full body tingles.
Yeah, it's incredible. But
I love it.
I think you're missing out on this new Champions thing. So it's everyone who's ever come as close to second in all of the World Got Talent competitions, because like they're all over the place. Australia's Got Talent, Ireland's Got Talent, whoever's got talent, and they're taking all of the runners up and doing a super series in the States.
Oh, I love it. Like a super band.
Yeah, it's incredible. So all of those people who have time to go away and finesse their almost their perfect talent and come back and compete against whoever. And of course, Susan Boyle did not win her season of Britain's Got Talent.
Hold on.
She lost out to diversity. But they did well.
That's... You can't be fucking serious. This is not good.
I have arm tingles already. She just gives them to me.
How do you mean that's not good, Jen? She's so talented. And she would never put a cat in a bin.
Sorry, of all the people in the world who would put a fucking cat in a bin, you can bloody bet your bottom dollar it's Susan Boyle. I can't carry on. This is appalling.
I'm enjoying
I'm giving
it
her
so
one star.
Much.
Oh, God. It's
I want to do a creep dive awful. Into arm tingles. Because this is... This is how I spend a lot of my days
we
when
can't
I'm
carry
supposedly
on.
Working
enough
in my office.
You're both high.
Okay.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.